This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Chimpanzees can make tools, they display emotions, and they can outfox humans at certain memory games. But chimps also resemble us in another way. They use medicine. They're known to eat tough leaves and bitter plants to purge parasites from their guts. Now researchers have observed chimps applying a never-before-seen type of treatment. They snatch up flying insects and apply them to their wounds. You can see this happening in a video they filmed at Luango National Park in Central Africa.
Susie is sitting up and then she's catching something from underneath a bush. She's putting it between her lips. She seems to press it. And then she's grabbing the foot of her son with a wound and then she is applying the insect onto that wound.
Simona Pica is a cognitive biologist at the University of Osnabrück in Germany, part of the team that studies these chimps. She says it's possible the insects have antibacterial or soothing qualities, but this could also be a cultural practice with no medical benefit at all.
Maybe an individual just found out that it's intriguing, then I get a lot of attention, others come, maybe then I get some grooming. And so it just resulted into a social behavior.
After all, Pica points out that humans perform plenty of rituals with no obvious function. Her team reported their findings in the journal Current Biology. And they write that this could be an example of what's called pro-social behavior.
They help each other, and it's not just the mother helping her offspring, and it's not somebody helping somebody to increase their genetic benefits, but it's also individuals who are not related with each other.
As for the insects, the team has not yet identified any remains.
Because it's probably very, very tiny pieces, and we are primatologists, but now we talk to entomologists, and now we have an idea of how to find even smallest remains, and then there are also techniques to then identify the species.
If they do, they'll be able to learn more about what function this practice might have, if any, and perhaps we humans will be able to learn some medicinal tricks from our primate cousins. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.